Paul, in researching the artists for this week's show, there was a humorous retweeting of a tweet from CNN from October 2009, and the headline read this: breaking news, a six-year-old boy is floating away in a hot air balloon. Watch live.
Oh, man, that's going to be disappointing when you click on that link. Maybe he's doing great now. Who knows?
But Paul, should we do a podcast this week?
I think we should, man. Who's up first?
The Mighty Herd.
Here on Hometown Sounds.
Side to side, 'cause we came here to give.
Hey, welcome back to Hometown Sounds. We show you how DC rocks. I'm Tony Pareko.
And I'm Paul Vodra.
And who was that thunderous funk from?
That was the Mighty Herd with a song called But That Funk. This is an amazing band. From their Bandcamp page, they would like us to know that the Mighty Herd was born over a decade ago by Honest Lee and Terry T at Franklin's Brew Pub and quickly grew to incorporate UMD musicians and play shows in College Park. Formed as a space funk and intergalactic soul band, the group was then joined by vocalist Abdullah Thompson, a.k.a. Della D, who brought a cool hip-hop swagger to the mix. The result was creative bliss, and the Mighty Herd took off playing shows and festivals throughout the Washington, D.C. region. In 2010, they recorded an album called Word, which was never released, and the band kept going until 2012. Tragically, a stroke and subsequent brain failure claimed the life of Della D in December of 2017. That sad event brought the Mighty Herd back together, and they agreed the album should not stay in the dark any longer. After much delay and many life lessons later, the Mighty Herd are proud to present Word, a 12-track album of 100% original and fully live hip-hop, funk, and soul.
We previously played Still High, also from this album, back in February of 2019, and you can buy this album on the Bandcamp page for Grow Room Productions. It's $10 for digital or $8 for a CD. And they write that they are hand-packed with gloves and love.
Yeah, if you still got an optical media player in your life, why not go retro and get the CD? I absolutely think that DC can never have enough funk bands with brass sections. There's never enough brass in my life. I love it. And man, hearing that too really makes me miss live music so much.
I hear you, man. So what's going on, Paul?
You know what, dude? Not a whole lot. the weather has been nice. Just been reading outside. And I will say that I looked at like what I've been doing in the last couple of weeks. And I think the highlight was a trip into town to drop something off for a friend. And we took advantage of the trip to go visit Mount Desert Island Ice Cream.
I don't know this outfitter. Tell me
more.
Oh
my gosh. It was one of the places that I plugged in my DC Dream Day column in the Washington Post last year. It is in Mount Pleasant. And they also have a couple of other outposts, one in Japan and one in Maine, I think. And they have some really, really delicious flavors. And they also have some weird flavors. So in the last time that I went and in the article, I mentioned that I got a flavor of ice cream called salmiakki, which was kind of gross, but I enjoyed it anyway because I like to just get the weirdest thing on the menu. So salmiakki was like, it was like a forest green and it was like a salty mint from Norway. It was like a traditional flavor. And it was a little gross and a little delicious. It was confusing, but I enjoyed it. So this time I got something that was a little bit more of a sure thing, but still interesting. I decided to get the New England cornmeal pudding.
Should I know what New England cornmeal pudding is?
I mean, I'm not from New England, so I would not say the answer to that question is yes. It kind of tasted like pie. It kind of tasted like a delicious pie ice cream. But now what they're doing is you can get another flavor. So you get like 2/3 of your scoop in one flavor. And then if you want, they'll give you another scoop, like another 1/3 in another flavor. So that immediately paralyzed me because I said, oh my gosh, I need to pick another weird flavor. And what if it doesn't go? So the scooper helped me pick out my second flavor, which was sherry Catalana. So it was like it had a sherry flavor to it. And she said they both go well together. And I quite enjoyed it. So it was great. I do highly recommend that ice cream store. You know, there's just not a whole lot of things that I'm going out and doing these days. So I really decided that ice cream is something that I can make room for in my life and treat myself.
Way to go, Paul.
There you go.
Could you identify the fruit of the New England cornmeal pudding? You said that it tasted like pie.
It sort of tasted like pie without the filling. You know, it kind of tasted like...
What does that mean?
It's like the delicious crust flavor of the pie, but just in the ice cream. It's hard to describe.
This puzzles me.
There you go. I think you're just going to have to try it, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. So what about you, dude? What's been going on?
I produce my first sponsored podcast ad.
All right. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I was given some copy. I did a voiceover, put it to some music I had, and the ad is going to run on the next 6 episodes of a show I produce.
That's so sweet. You're like a one-stop shop for it all, man.
Yeah. Also, this Friday, I'm going to be recording an audiobook.
What? Wow.
Yep, there's a kind of a big wig at work who has a book and wants it in audio format. So I'm gonna record it.
How long is this book?
120 pages, maybe.
Okay, all right. It's not like a giant tome that's gonna take you like just hours and hours and hours to read through.
No, we're gonna get it done like in a day.
Yeah.
But Paul, so what I'm not looking forward to for this project is that I have to bring in blankets to set up a makeshift recording booth. And I have to set up the recording booth on Thursday, and I only have 2 blankets. So I'm really afraid that it's going to be a cold sleep on Thursday evening.
Oh, no.
And I'm in this rough moment right now where it's now getting fallish.
Yep.
But my apartment's heat hasn't been turned on yet. So it's a little chilly, and that has just resulted in me enveloping myself in those 2 blankets.
Oh, yeah.
And binging podcasts.
There you go. Getting super cozy.
Cozy does it.
Do we got some more music on this podcast?
We do, Paul. Next, it's Talia Falcon.
Day after day, you gotta do. We've been hit by Cupid. Tell me what you're trying to do.
Cause he know he wanna
feel all up on me, yeah.
And you know I wanna
feel all up on him too.
So you know we gonna
do all of that times two. Just say the word. Countdown like 3, 2, 1. Give all these lips and some. I won't be stingy. Give you roses. Pucker up and you won't forget.
That beautiful song was called Kiss Me by Talia Falcon.
And Paul, I need to ask you how Talia Falcon ended up in the dock tonight.
I have an answer for you. And that answer is that I found this from the Listen Local First 2020 Summer Washington, D.C. Area New Music Playlist. Our friend Chris Naum, who runs Listen Local First, has these, I think he does like quarterly playlists of whenever he finds new music in the D.C. area that he digs, he throws it into this playlist that gets quite long. And there's always good stuff to be found in there. So I was picking through it earlier today. And found this and threw it in the dock and it made it.
Talia Falcon, isn't she just a verifiable pop star?
Absolutely.
Like, I can't name another DC artist with like that kind of star power right now.
That's amazing.
So I was peeping on Talia Falcon's socials and she's got a TikTok and I had not yet engaged with a TikTok. So these were my first TikToks. And it was kind of what I'd expected and what I'd heard, editing for some kind of comedic effect. You know, there she's got TikToks showing off vocal stuff. But like TikTok, I just get exhausted watching them. They just seem to require so much energy that I don't have.
I mean, you don't seem like the type to do synchronized dancing, which is, I think, a lot of what TikTok does. So I can understand that.
But at the end of the day, it just made me miss Vine.
I know, dude. I miss Vine, too. I mean, the Vines, it's crazy how short they used to be. 6 seconds. It's so short. How could that have been such an awesome thing with only 6 seconds? But it was.
Anyway, back to Talia Falcon. She's put out 7 singles in 2020. And they're all kind of bangers just like that. So Talia actually has kind of big dreams. In an interview she did with Respect Magazine, she wrote that in a few years, she says that I want the world to know my name. I don't just want to be a singer. I want to be a songwriter, entertainer, and entrepreneur. I want to incorporate everything that makes me, Talia Falcon, into a brand. My love for makeup, fashion, and the arts will be shown through my makeup and fashion lines. My goal is to go on tour and travel the world. I also want to use my voice to advocate for mental health. That's cool.
That's awesome. It's a lot of things right there. She's got some big dreams.
Go get them, Talia. So who is next on the podcast, Paul?
Next up is Suburban Hermit.
Thank you. I have such a soft spot in my heart for rock songs that use glockenspiels.
I can totally believe that, dude.
That was Suburban Hermit with a track called Lake FX.
This is the debut jam from Suburban Hermit. He says, please enjoy this tribute to late summer lake getaways.
I did enjoy getting to hear about flip-flops and jet skis and what was the other one? Oh, cold beer.
Of course. He also referred to it in a note to us as a weirdo summer jam. This is secretly Jarrett Nicolai. He is a member of beloved Alexandria rock band Virginia Coalition. He played bass and banjo. He has also produced solo music as My New Mixtape, who we featured on the podcast last year in November. And he is also one half of Astravia with Olivia Mancini.
He's also one third of the Indie Americana outfit Franklin Gotham. So he's really snuck his way onto the podcast in a lot of different ways. He's really a great producer.
And of course, also a Suburban Hermit who apparently, you know, doesn't get out to see live music all that much when that was happening. Hey, man, I think we got more music. Is that right?
Oh, we do. Next, it's Nope. That was Nope with a track called Broken Couch. Paul, you wrote that you like this Nope.
I like this Nope. Man, it's just, you know, fun, rock, a little punky, something in like the guitar, the rhythms made me think of ska a little bit. Yeah, this was just really fun. Nope is spelled with a K.
Like Leslie Nope.
Like Leslie Nope, of course. Everybody knows that. They are from Fairfax, Virginia. This song comes from their new 4-song EP called An Exercise in Patience.
And regarding the title that the band wrote in a tweet, we didn't expect the year to go this way when we came up with the name.
That 4-song EP is a name your own price download on Bandcamp. You can also get it on white vinyl from Chillwave Records. The A side is the new EP. The B side contains their previous 7-song release, Picture Perfect.
The label advises us to act quick, expected to ship late October. And what's kind of cool right now is that I'm seeing a lot of Nope buzz on Twitter. And it's nice. I bet they've made a really good EP and they're getting recognition for it. A dude from Pitchfork tweeted about them like just a couple of days ago. Also, I want to mention something about their record label, Chillwave Records. Chillwave Records has made a video game called Get to the Gig.
Oh.
And it's in the style of an SNES RPG.
All right, I'm in.
So, Paul, when I told you earlier before we started that I wanted to look something up, I was playing the game.
Is it a good game?
It seemed fun. Also, I learned that Nope has some presence in the game.
Oh, nice. All right. I'm down to play some video games. But let's hear another song now. Next up is Mary Jo Mattea and Rogerio Nuresi.
Relationship conflict never feels as good as that song sounds.
That's true, but maybe it could be romantic, kind of like that song. That was a collaboration between Mary Jo Mattea and Rogerio Nuresi called Help Me Understand. It is a very interesting swerve from Mary Jo Mattea's usual output of sort of pop rock music, and she had this song and didn't quite know what to do with it, so sent it around to some of her musical collaborators and ended up with Rogerio, who also plays in the band Color Palette with Mary Jo, who is also a professor of music at American University. So the song is a bilingual tale of lovers' estrangement, and it's got those bossa nova rhythms and instrumentation. I really like when the trombone comes in. That's really fun. The whole thing was great. There is another song that will be in a similar flavor to this that's coming out pretty soon, and then I think they'll be sort of collected in a digital 7-inch. And I know that Mary Jo is thinking about refocusing, remixing her usual sort of pop rock lineup into a new band name called Dear Daria. We also received a note that in Portuguese, an R is pronounced like an H. So Rogerio is pronounced more like Rogerio. And of course, neither of us have any knowledge of Portuguese, so we are probably butchering it. So our apologies. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. We hope that you will follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Hometown Sounds. Should we do TikTok next? Seems unlikely. You never know. You can get this podcast in any of your favorite podcast apps. We're also available on SoundCloud and Spotify. We have a website. It's hometownsoundsdc.com. We have an email address also. It's dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. So please drop us a line and let us know what your new music is, because of course the important thing is for all of you listening to support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play live sometime.
Oh, I hope that's someday soon. We have one last track for you on the podcast. This is perhaps a bit of a surprise. This is Eric Hilton. He is very well known as one half of Thievery Corporation, who did quite a lot to define the down-tempo genre in like the mid to late 90s. And I was definitely a big fan of it at that time. He has a new solo album. This is his first solo album. It is called Infinite Everywhere. It is a $10 purchase on Bandcamp. I listened to the album, and to me, it sounds a lot like instrumental stuff from the early Thievery Corporation tunes from the mid to late 90s. There is one track that has vocals on it, but the rest of it is all instrumental, and I really dig it. Hilton, of course, is also a restaurateur and nightlife maven who unfortunately just had to close a large portion of his empire due to COVID-19. So there was just an announcement last week that 7 bars in the U Street area are going to shut down as of October 31st, including American Ice Company, The Brixton, The Gibson, Marvin, Echo Park, El Rey, and Players Club. And also, of course, earlier this year, 18th Street Lounge closed forever, though the club's DJs are still streaming on Twitch under the 18th Street Lounge banner. So that's really awesome. So, you know, before I would have said like Eric Hilton, boy, that guy's rich and he doesn't need it. But now, you know what? Maybe we should all go buy Eric Hilton's new album because I know that it's hard for a lot of people out there. And it's certainly hard for a lot of the people that worked at those bars. And man, I can't wait till everything is back to normal and we can go out and have a good time again. But it's going to be a while. So we all need to keep looking out for each other. And thank you all so much for listening. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Paul.
And we will see you all next time.